You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast, brought to you by BringingDownTheBand.com, No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, and Printfinity. I am Beja 7th. I make beats and I have the t-shirts to prove it. And to my left, as always, is the one and only Longevity.
Hello.
I didn't hear that. To my left.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah, say it with your chest next time.
Hello.
To my left, as always, rocking that lo-fi social. Shout out to Slot A.
Yep.
DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
And on the right, Chicago'd out at about 103.5%. The incomparable DJ Spools.
Hello, Michael.
How are you, sir?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you. How's the cat?
Cat's great, man. She said hey.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Shout out to Aretha. We see you. Anything else going on?
Much, man. Happy 40th birthday to my sister.
Okay.
Happy, I think, 43rd birthday to my cousin, Elizabeth.
Okay.
That's it, man.
Okay. All right.
Family-wise, I think.
Shout out to Spools and his family.
Yeah, man.
Thanks. Are the new old heads. This is episode.
It's almost Diazzy Says.
No, it is.
Is it Diazzy
yes.
Says?
Thank you, Spools. Thank you, Spools.
Will you set him up? Will you throw him another lob real
I'm
quick?
I'm going to throw him a lob. We're going to do it one more time.
Okay, let's do it.
We are the new old heads. This is episode.
Diazzy Says.
Yes. Diazzy Says. Yes. I can't believe we're approaching 20 episodes, y'all. Pretty cool,
I think
right?
I might have a drink on our 20th. Maybe I'll drink with you guys.
Yeah. Cool. You'll do it while we record?
This is just apple juice, sir. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Just have some apple juice.
Okay.
So I usually just drink water instead of apple juice.
Perhaps perhaps it'll be mixed with something or no?
I don't know. Whatever you guys are, I don't know.
Shout out to Jordy over there sipping on that maple. We see you.
That maple smell.
Mr. Glass.
Mr. Glass.
So, I guess there was an award show.
There's like a damn bottle of syrup in here.
Shout out to that maple. We ain't going to tell you what maple because they're not cutting us a check. So we're going to leave
juice,
that alone.
Man, it's apple,
it's apple juice. No maple. I guess it was an award show. That's what they say.
Yeah, sir.
That's what Twitter said.
It's one of those important ones in the music business.
Yeah, man. For some reason, they just don't seem to go according to plan or at least what I think the plan should be. But I'm not hating. I'm happy everybody won that won. But there just seems to be something that goes a little left every time. I'm not sure. But
what's that? We're talking about the Grammys for those who aren't familiar.
Yes, we are talking about the Grammys. I'll tell you what. Before we start talking about winners or who won what, I have to make sure that y'all understand how disturbed I was when I saw CeeLo Green. Now, CeeLo, just for the record, Soul Food, Goody Mob, Dungeon Family, all that.
Yep.
OG, legend.
Yep.
Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley, brilliant.
Yep.
Great voice, great talent. He's dope. One of the best artists I've ever seen. So don't get it twisted. But what did that fool have on at the Grammy? Spools. What do you call that? Because I don't know what to call that.
I don't know. I saw people on Twitter calling it a lot of things, but not Twitter, maybe Facebook, one of those. And I didn't see it last night, actually. My lady friend texted to me today and was like, we missed this. And I was like, oh, shit. And I read the article. I guess it's like an alter ego of his named Gnarly something.
Mm. All right.
And there's a song that goes along with this. I haven't seen or heard it yet, but
yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
I don't know. You know,
my guy had on a cloak.
People do things, man.
He had on a gold cloak.
We see you with the terminology there.
Yeah,
say it again. A cloak.
He had on a cloak.
He had
with
on a cloak.
Gold, like picture the thing.
Yep.
The thing from Fantastic Four.
Okay.
With but
just
gold.
If his head was just solid gold and didn't have like the rocks and shit. Or like
you remember that movie where Robin Williams was a robot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's another one. Y'all remember, this is old school shit.
Wizard
Buck
of
Rogers.
Oz.
Buck Rogers. Y'all remember Buck Rogers?
Wow.
Riddler Robot would be like, beady beat. That's what he looked like, man. Like a gold, whatever the hell that robot was called.
Yo, fam pulled up on a motorcycle with, I think, 5 to 7 motorcycles around him, like on some crew stuff. Like we just riding out as a motorcycle club. Mm. And he hops off the motorcycle.
The motorcycle?
I thought I said motorcycle. What
I don't know.
I don't know.
You had a heavy B influence on that M.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were about to say bike and then maybe said motorcycle.
You definitely said motorcycle.
I said motorcycle.
You did.
Okay. Look, Mom made it.
Shout out to the new old heads picking on me yet again. But anyway, where was I? Motorcycle.
It was
B.
He hopped off his motorcycle. Yeah.
Yo, he jumps off the bike. And then there's a guy, or I think it was, I want to say it's a guy that runs up behind him and straightens out the cloak before he moves.
Uh-oh.
So
I missed all that part.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then once it's straightened out, he walks up and down between the bikes and he's like, ah, and everybody's like, yeah. And then he just walks on like a boss.
By everybody, do you mean the people who came with him? Or
yes.
Okay. All right.
His entourage.
Meant like everyone just crowded around and was like, this is great.
They're like, yeah. And then he walks out like a boss with the cloak. Swinging. I've never seen anything like it.
Hey, man. Grand entrance, right?
Hey. You know how his arms be real little and shit?
Yeah.
real T-Rex-ish.
Yeah. You know, hey.
Yes.
Talented brother, though. But I don't know what he was thinking about on that one.
Yeah, he took an L with that one, man. Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, that's going to be that's definitely going to be a no for me.
Man.
But in terms of the actual Grammys, I didn't get a chance to see all of it. I saw pieces. Shout out to Chance the Rapper, Chi-Town. They say he cleaned up. I'm not sure on the number.
Three.
He got three for the three.
You think about it, he's independent.
Damn.
So that in itself is fucking amazing if you think about it. He's independent, and he got three Grammys, right? Like,
that's, he kind of, well, I don't believe. There's some Grammys, I mean, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
That I don't think he probably should have got.
Okay.
But he definitely changed the game this year with the Grammys because this is the first year that a mixtape was even included in the Grammys.
Thank you.
So
he gets
changed
peace
the
for
game.
That. He gets peace
that
for
was
that.
Added
for
as a category to
yeah.
get in, you know, to get a Grammy. He got it, got the Grammy.
Yeah.
So that's a milestone in itself just
yeah,
from
it's,
that.
It's a big precedent. Just... Like, yeah.
I mean, it,
off
to
that alone, like no music
yep.
involved.
And I'm looking at it like, I'm looking at it from the angle of the grind. Like, it's like every, the cliche used to be, oh, you got to have a deal. You got to have a deal. Mm-hmm. You got to have a deal. Now it's like the game has changed so much. Now it's like, okay, you can be independent and you can still get out there. It's about the work ethic and the grind.
Right.
Everybody catches breaks. Don't get it twisted. He had breaks. Somebody heard it at the right time, et cetera. But. You can't knock his hustle. You can't knock his hustle.
I agree.
No. My whole thing with Chance, though, like, I like Chance. But this particular album,
mm-hmm.
Coloring Book,
mm-hmm.
was not as good as Acid Rap, in my opinion.
Okay.
Like, this is nobody else's thoughts or how they feel about it.
It's mine, too. It's just not as good.
It's not as good as Acid Rap. It's not as good as, what's the one right before Acid Rap, when he got suspended from school?
10-day.
The 10-day, yeah.
That was when I first heard him. Was that project
right? Yeah. So I mean, granted, he wasn't out here to where he had enough ears on it yet
right.
to the point where he can get recognized for it. But when you've heard it, and I don't really like to classify myself as like a music snob and stuff like that.
Okay,
but when you hear stuff already and
right.
you know what he's put out and what he does,
okay,
I kind of dismiss Coloring Book based off of that. Like, it has some joints on it, but it just wasn't as good as the other two albums to
do
me.
Do you agree? Do we agree with him in terms of the nominees for Best Rap Album? Because I show Coloring Book, The Anonymous Nobody by De La Soul, which we've talked about.
Thought that mm-hmm. was awesome.
Khaled's album, Major Key, Views, Drake, which I thought was severely overrated.
My goodness.
Blank Face LP, which I thought was dope.
I thought it was cool. Schoolboy Q got nominated
yeah.
for
yeah.
Grammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to TDE. That was a good look for them. Kanye West, Life of Pablo, I thought was hit or miss.
That's whack.
We see you over there, Jordy.
Jordy.
For the record, we call him Jordy this year because he has an injury.
Two injuries to his
ribs.
Yeah.
So if you see longevity out and about, y'all make sure y'all call him Jordy. That's what I call him until he gets it fixed.
Ask him how much is it for one rib.
Man.
Because I got injuries on both sides.
But yeah, man. Like
just
in
one rib. That's...
In relation to those albums, it's like, I listen to Coloring Book, so I get it, and I understand his history, too, and his past. So I know what he is. I know how talented mm-hmm. he is.
Very talented dude.
But it's just like a chance wave, man. It's kind of like when Kanye had a Chicago wave. Like, it's different, but mm-hmm. it's still comparable because, I mean, three Grammys for Chicago, that's just like when Kanye, you know, the first time he got his Grammys, he was cleaning up. It's like, okay, this guy's for Chicago. He's a Midwest. Mm-hmm. He's about to be popping. So I think Chance is that next person. Now, what he does with it from here on out, we don't know.
But Chance is going to monopolize this situation.
I believe it.
Definitely. He is going to clean up because he's talented, like we all agreed on.
Yep.
He's got personality.
Yep.
He's marketable.
Yep.
He's humble.
Yeah.
Very humble.
Humble.
Yeah, I'm impressed with his humility, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But as far as like the other...
He seems like a good dude. Like,
right. He just gives you that vibe, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But as far as like the other other nominees in that category,
yep.
Like Sean wrote an article on Bringing Down the Band today about the Grammys being about a popularity contest. Mm-hmm. So with Khaled is making moves. He's very popular right now, though.
Beyond popular.
You know what I'm saying? Very popular.
Agreed.
His album, I don't think it would be considered one of the best of the year. He has some of the best of the year songs and features on
there. Great features.
But I don't think it would be up for best album of the year. Views, Drake, he's super popular.
Yep.
Yep.
Views is extremely overrated. Mm-hmm. It's his worst album to date. And I think he just got a pass on that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Drake is a pop star now, as we've talked about in previous episodes. Yeah. So I think he's to the point where now it's just like he's going to get certain nods just off GP because he's at that level now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure he's being critiqued as he would have, we'll say, what, 8-9 years ago. I'm not knocking him. He's,
you giving him too many years, I think.
Is that too many years?
That's too many.
How many years has he been putting down records?
Who's this?
As far as, like...
talking about Drake's, bulls.
Publicly, like, to where everybody can...
I don't know.
When it ain't
so
been
far,
that long.
When is So Far Gone come out?
All I know about him, like, is that he started 09, from the bottom, maybe. And now he's here.
I see you. I see you over there. I see you.
Do you know who won Best Rap Song? Because I'm looking here. It looks like I must have missed.
Best Rap Song. I have it on my list. I can't see
it's
the screen.
It's not on here, though.
Because
best
I'm sitting
rap, Best
far
Rap
away.
Song. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
See, like, I see Best Rap.
Is it Hotline Bling?
Well, that's Best Rap / Sung Performance.
I'm just saying it's on the same ones on
this
the list.
There's Best Rap, rap song, Performance. Though. There's Best Rap Song. Okay. Best Rap Song went to, there's a long list. I don't see the, where's the winner? Ultralight Beam wasn't the winner. No Problem, Famous.
I think All the Way Up got that. Fat Joe and
I think it was
no, Drake got it.
Drake got it.
Okay, never mind.
For Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling.
So,
Aubrey Graham and the Ham.
So let's talk about that a little bit further.
Because
based on that article that I wrote today, it was just essentially the Grammys are a reminder every year that the Grammys are just a popularity contest.
Okay.
When you think about Chance, everything that we just said is great that he won because of who Chance is.
Yes.
But arguably, to me, Coloring Book is my least favorite project of anything he's put out.
Okay.
So it's like the Grammys are like, I'm catching up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the masses start catching up.
Exactly. So now Chance is popular. Chance is popping right now.
He is popping.
You know what I mean? Like, Chance is popping.
He's popping.
Poppington.
Drake.
That's right.
You look at these. You know, you got Drake, you got Kanye West, who's on there for T-Lop. I feel the same about T-Lop as Terry feels about Views. So, you know, he has a couple songs on there. That's cool.
I did not buy into the hype.
Father Stretch My Hands is still cold.
That's nice.
Worst first 4 bars I've ever heard.
But
the song is cold.
Is that the bleached asshole line?
Yes, yeah, that's the worst bar I've ever heard from an elite artist.
But
the
song is cold and I'm sticking to it.
But
great
when
beat, though.
When I look at like Best Rap Album nominees and I see the anonymous Nobody, I'm like, okay. And I see Blank Face, I'm like, that's cool. Because that was actually a rap album.
Yes, it was.
You know what I mean? Like, that's
a
rap album.
Yep.
But I see The Life of Pop. I guess it technically kind of was. But to me, that was more of a pop album. Views was a pop album. Khalid's was more of a pop album. Now, granted, it has singles on it and it's rap.
Multiple singles.
But when you can like differentiate those, you know, like between rap and pop.
Right.
And there's some artists that balance that line.
Yep.
And some of them that balance it more so than others. A lot of those don't really seem like hip hop tracks, like projects to me. They seem like pop albums where people are rapping.
Who were in the pop category?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know if I even have it on here.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. But
Drake's record could be considered a pop album as well.
Yeah, easily. I mean, because
he just got some bars on there too.
He got, man, a lot of these cats got crossover appeal, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Get that.
If you're
get
able
that money.
To do that, by all means, do it. But at the end of the day, it's like it's some people that probably should have been on that list that's not on that list.
Like Drake album being on best rap album in the category for best rap album, I'm like, all right, if we really think about it and you actually listen to the product, this is not a rap album. Mm. This is not, Views is not a rap album to me.
And then there's like, all right, so for another example, and this is going to be for next year because Childish Gambino's album didn't come out in time to be considered.
Mm.
So technically, that's not a rap album either.
Not even close.
But that doesn't mean that they won't put it in that category.
Exactly.
It's because of who he is.
Right.
And that's kind of the issue that I have with the Grammys in general. I mean, when you look at, not to throw this card out there like that, but I knew that with Adele being in the best album category that Beyonce wasn't going to win.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
From the jump. It doesn't matter. Like, I knew Adele was going
to
win.
Shout out to Solange. Her album is better than both of theirs. Go ahead.
And there we go. Which was great that she won one of her categories.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I don't know if I've heard a better album this year than Anderson .Paak's Malibu.
Definitely.
Facts.
And he wasn't even nominated for it. And Chance beat him in that category, which is fine.
Brand new artist. So, I think people are getting the misconception of what an artist is. Okay. So, Anderson .Paak is kind of the definition of an artist.
He is an artist.
He writes songs.
Yep.
He plays multiple instruments.
Yep.
He sings.
Yep.
He raps.
Yep.
He kind of runs the gamut as far as that's concerned, as far as an artist is concerned.
He plays drums and sings
at the same damn time.
Yep. Very talented.
You know what I'm saying? So that's an artist. Now, Chance, again, he's great. His live show is very good. I like his live show. He knows how to
give
you a show. He performs. Yep. He has the singers, the band.
Yep, for sure.
He gives it his all.
Great performer.
That is definitely a key to being an artist as well. But if you're talking about somebody that's all around artist, you cannot say anybody new is a better artist than Anderson .Paak.
You just can't.
What you think, Spools, in terms of .Paak versus Anderson .Paak versus in terms of impact artist-wise with him and Chance?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Impact's a different word, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, impact is different. You're right. I misspoke. In terms of when you compare them in terms of their artistry.
I think Chance appeals far more to a popular, I don't know, maybe younger crowds or
definitely
kids who might not dig into music super deep or whatever. More of a pop level, I guess, is the best way to say it.
And I think what we were saying when I said earlier about how the Grammys seem to be a little bit behind, like Chance would, this is really like Anderson's second major year being a major artist, maybe one
probably
and a half.
Third because,
but I mean like big.
Compton album.
You know, because Compton was last year though, or 2015.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a year and a half, but that's when he really started emerging, and he didn't really get big till after Compton came out.
Right.
You know, and people were like, oh, who's this guy all over it? And then Malibu drops in January, and he's had his whole year. So he's fresh new. I feel like he'll probably be appreciated for this album.
Later.
Next year. Just like Chance.
They're completely
Chance
different
the
types of artists,
they are.
In my opinion, man.
Yeah, they are, absolutely.
Like, literally, me and Evan, Stylistic, we've been spinning Anderson .Paak albums for 3 years now.
Yeah.
Going on 3 years. And at our event, that's kind of what we were striving to do, put people on shit that they might not be familiar with.
Right.
Here it is 3 years later, everybody's so hype about him,
right,
which is great. But at the same time, you have to recognize him as the artist right now.
Yeah.
You just have to.
Yeah.
I agree with that. His project was it was dope.
Very. And he dropped two albums last year. I mean, the No Worries joint was kind of part two of, what was the one he did? Link Up
Suede.
And Suede.
I think it was a Suede.
Just Suede. EP. Okay, they had the song Link Up.
But it was like a Suede EP, I think.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of those same songs on No Worries were on the Suede EP as well.
Shout out to my man Curtis Toledo, one of my guys on Facebook. He put me in the corner because I was just loving. I still love Solange's album, but he's like, Mike, come on, man, it's not better than Anderson .Paak. I was like, you're right. It's just not.
Yeah, and I think love Solange's album. Part of that conversation.
Terry was a part of that too. He came in and chimed in. So, and I love both of those records. Those would be my two favorite records from last year.
Definitely
for me. So
I can dig that.
Yeah. But
what else happened at the Grammys, though?
Hey, man.
It was the Tribe Called Quest performance.
Yes, sir.
With Anderson .Paak. Playing the drums and singing at the same
definitely
time.
Definitely. Artistry.
Yep. Talk about it, Spools.
It was powerful, man. It was really powerful, I thought.
Shouts to Agent Orange.
Agent Orange.
President Agent Orange. I think the whole scene of just bringing people of different colors and, you know, races and things up on stage and, like, you know, the whole breaking through the wall and all that other stuff. I just thought it was a really powerful, powerful performance.
Nice.
Yeah, man. I like how they shot, you know, Fife Dog, and they had like a mic open, like just one with nobody at it.
Yeah.
As though that was him and he was here, you know, and they played his verse and shit like that. So I thought that was really dope.
They did my joint. I saw a clip of it. You must go. What's the name of that record?
Is it We the People?
No. We the People.
No, that's the one.
No, that's
the first
not We
joint.
The People.
Yeah. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah. The first song on the album.
Is that
it? The first song or the second?
That's We the People.
We the People is the first song, isn't it?
Is that what they perform?
Cause because when it drops,
they did
it's
both,
like, because We the People.
That record. Because I got to pull the album back out. But I love that joint. That joint is dope. Yeah, that's live. I saw Consequence on the stage, I think. Busta. They had a lot of people out there, man. Like, it was to piggyback off what Spool said. Like, it was just a good vibe, man. Good positive vibe. Like, people just jumping around having a good time. I didn't get a chance to see the picture of or the framing of the mic for Fife, but I can imagine it based off what you're saying, Spools. And I like how they're keeping Fife alive. I think that's dope, too.
It's amazing, man. I love it. They did a George Michael tribute that I thought was pretty cool.
Nice.
I think Adele did perform that. I thought this was kind of impressive. She messed up. I guess she was off key.
Okay.
A lot of people I talked to said they couldn't tell. She stopped in the middle of it, and she literally, on stage, live, she goes, oh, fuck. She goes, I'm sorry. And, like, basically was like, I just don't want to mess this up. Can we start it over again? And people got up and clapped, man. Like, they thought it was, I was fairly impressed by that, man.
Don't get it twisted. I'm not
she
hating
She started it back over and went and redid the whole thing. And then they did Bruno Mars and Morris Day did a Prince tribute.
How was that?
That was kind of subpar to me.
Like, I heard
Bruno,
that it was. That's what
Bruno
I heard.
Is cold. I don't care what nobody says. Bruno, he performed earlier in the night. He did.
His was subpar.
I didn't like the tribute. Oh. It was okay.
I mean,
I'm not saying he didn't perform good.
One of them was. They did. I mean, Morris Day was up there, so they did.
I mean, it was.
I really wanna know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they did that
I'll explain it like this. It was a good performance.
Okay.
But it. I think as far as a Prince tribute, it could have been better.
Dang. Him and Morris Day, that's
big. I think, you know what it was? I really, really, really think this. Like, Bruno Mars, and I've seen other people say this today, and I have to agree with it. From what I saw, heard of it, Bruno Mars can play the guitar okay, but he cannot. Prince was an amazing, unbelievable guitar player.
Yeah.
So I think I've seen a lot of people say that, like, Bruno did a good job with the voice and the sing, you know, and the movements and stuff like that, but they probably should have had somebody else playing guitar, man.
I think he did a good job overall. I think maybe it should have been a better song selection.
Maybe, yeah.
And there probably should have been kind of more to it. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of,
You're saying more to it, like the theatrics of the performance, like the other stuff outside of the artist, like the stage presence and all
that?
Or
even if they did more than one song, because they just did Tom songs.
Okay.
Of course. I mean, they did their thing.
Yeah.
But as a Prince tribute, though.
Yeah.
We're talking about a tribute.
Yeah. Spools is right, man. Dude played like 20-something instruments or something, man. Like, it's nuts.
So, I was just telling somebody this today. I read this somewhere. Somebody told me. Eric Clapton. Somebody was interviewing Eric Clapton. And they were like, so, you know, blah, blah, how does it feel to be the best guitar player, you know, ever or on the planet or something like that? And he literally goes, I don't know, you'd have to ask Prince. And that's Eric Clapton.
Is that living or was that
That was while Prince was alive.
Okay, yeah. So is Jimmy a better guitarist or is Prince a better guitarist?
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess it's preference to an extent. They're both amazing guitar players, I feel like, from what I know about the guitar.
Prince, but Jimmy played this. I'm going to give Jimmy a shout because he's left-handed and he played the guitar upside down pretty much.
Yeah.
And he helped bring about a lot of different... I mean, he was super, super influential in rock and in guitar playing. You know what I mean? So, definitely. I mean, they're both amazing, but I have to go with Jimmy.
Hold on. Y'all giving me a check for that. But he said, what was the word he made up? And nobody gave him a check.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You're right. Check.
He was riding a mic.
Yeah, he was riding a motorcycle.
I just checked.
Nobody
gave
him a nah.
Oh, it was motorcycle earlier. Now it's motorcycle.
It was something that didn't exist.
I feel
well. Originally we only did check marks when we were doing sound related issues as far
true.
As
and clinking. F-ups. When you now we've given check marks for that too.
Okay.
Let's not act brand new, fellas.
See, I'm not.
Oh, you're rapping right, now. Oh, he rapping now. Okay. Okay. We see you over there, Long. 16. We see you. Well, I guess that's cool.
Y'all can take that check mark to
check
the bank, though.
Yep. You guys got one in on me. Hope everybody's happy. And now we can go ahead and continue on with what we were talking about.
Let's go. Because I see you guys.
Hey, man, I didn't even want to go into flex. I didn't even want to go into flex, man.
Not yet. Hold on. Do we still got Grammy
talk? Yeah, we can talk about Target.
Yeah,
Target
Water
commercial.
Vessel. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to
Young
Water
Vessel. Dude. All right, so I'll just kick this one
Let's
off.
Let's go, Spools.
I didn't know that he had come back and said something like, you know, I went back and listened to old school rappers, like after kind of shitting on old school rappers and being like, you know, they're good, you know, whatever. I didn't know
who
that
are you
happened.
Talking about? You got to let them know.
Young Water Vessel.
Yeah.
So...
Don't you do it, young
Boatercycle. So
jerk,
little Boatercycle. So we got
make my side hurt.
basically, a remake of It Takes Two.
Bye.
Young Water Vessel and another gal. I don't know what her name is.
Now, for the younger listeners, you have to tell them who originally did It Takes Two.
Oh, Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. Right?
Okay, yeah. Just checking.
So, when I first heard it, I was like, "Cool, a younger cat doing." Kind of a remake of an older song. I always think that's pretty dope.
Yep.
But then I was like, this little dude was kind of shitting all over old school rap. You know what I mean? Like, that's funny. But then I found out before the show that I didn't realize this. I guess he had come back and been like, yeah, I don't really mean that or whatever.
Yeah. He came home.
So that changes things, man. So all in all, everything considered, I think it was a cool move, man. You know, it's a Target commercial. He's going to make a shitload of money.
He is going to get that bag. You know?
He got that bag off that.
He's going to get that bag.
Good for him, dude.
Yeah, I watched that the Noisy Atlanta last week, and he was on there. He's just like a fun, happy guy.
Dude, the verse on this Target commercial, probably never something you would ever want to say about like your favorite MC, you know? But like the verse he did on that Target commercial was one of the better verses, and I haven't listened to a lot of his music, but one of the better verses I've ever heard. Probably the best verse I've ever heard of
him. That's a hell of a co-sign.
From him, yes, absolutely. Not ever, from him.
I'm to the point now where I'm like, once I heard him talk about I went back and listened to Life After Death. I went back and listened to, you know what I'm saying, Ready to Die. I went back and listened to, I don't know, I think he mentioned maybe Me Against the World or something like that. So he went back and did a little research, and he was like, yeah, man, I like some of these stories, and I like how he talked about XYZ, and he made his own personal connection with a couple of the Biggie lyrics. And I'm like, dude, that's all we really were looking for. Like, just don't forget your predecessors. Like, make sure you pay homage to those people that paved the way for you to be on a Target commercial.
And at the same time, like, as we were growing up and listening to this as we were growing up, he was like not even born yet.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, he's like, what, 19, 20, 18? If so, that's 97, 98. Yeah. I was in high school.
Yeah. Like, so Notorious Thugs was out and he wasn't born.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So
how does that make you feel, though?
Hey,
old,
man. You
old
know,
as fuck.
Yeah, super feel fucking old. Yeah.
Damn.
I have little cousins and family members that are like, yeah, man, so what was it like way back when Life After Death and stuff came out? I'm like, way back when? And then I sit back and I'm like, damn.
Life That's like my Death senior like, year in high school. Like, senior year in high school for me, Tupac and Biggie died. That was my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's cats out that are rapping and are like good or popular that weren't even alive yet.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
To the age argument, though, I will say this. You have people that are like Kendrick Lamar, that he's not young as water vessel, but he's also not like our age. But he still understands. He gets it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, he's like, yeah, I remember when they were shooting a video for
Vince Staples,
California Love or whatever. You
know. J. Cole's like that.
Those guys. So
J. Cole's in his
30s. Chris like really? That.
Vic Mensa.
I had no idea.
J. Cole's like 31, I think.
Oh, really?
Crit, but
how
you're
old's
right.
Crit?
Crit's probably
Joey Badass.
Joey Badass.
How, really? Huh, I had no idea. Really
Crit was born in 86.
That's right. So he's
30. Shout out to that record, too. 86.
Probably or maybe 31.
31.
But they still,
so that's wild. Hmm.
They still get it, though. Like, they still get it.
So how old's Kendrick?
Yeah. I don't know.
Kendrick's probably 30,
damn
29
near
30. Or
30. Gotcha. So they're all roughly the same age then, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But people will say, oh, man, you got to leave these young guys alone. And I see Joey Badass, and I'm like, okay, so what was his excuse? Did he have just a cool cousin that played him Brand Nubian and shit like that? Like,
right.
what was his what was his excuse? You know what I'm saying?
Or even, like, A$AP Rocky. Like, those dudes, and the, you know, A$AP,
they definitely
Mama
had,
them, they
well, early knowledge. On, they had a, I could hear a lot of Bone Thugs.
And a lot of Houston
early.
Influence,
yeah,
too.
Houston, definitely.
Good call on the Houston Spools.
But
all that slow syrup sipping type shit.
Dude. Yeah.
But yeah, man. No
Bone
doubt.
Is severely underappreciated.
The one thing, the only thing I will say that might not, you know, be super positive is like,
okay,
I don't think I would ever be like, the best verse I've ever heard from Raekwon was on that St. Ides commercial. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not necessarily a great look, but good for
speaking of St. Ides commercials,
young water vessel.
There was a St. Ides commercial where was it Method Man?
Yes.
And Redman in it?
Yes.
They went in on that commercial, though.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Or was it the one with Snoop?
No.
You remember?
What is that?
Something about a beard. I guess it's shaving products.
Oh, yeah. He must not have. You didn't log into your account, so it's playing commercials or something?
Oh, no. We straight.
Okay. We good?
Nobody hears it out here.
It's, okay.
That's why I wasn't sweating it.
Well, thanks for messing that up. What were you saying?
Anyway, he brought up St. Ives commercials.
Yeah.
I remember some St. Ives commercials back in there. I don't know if it was Snoop.
No, Meth and Red were on one.
Okay,
they
was
out.
On one. Yeah, yes. They went nuts on that damn commercial.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Most definitely.
And there are listeners right now that don't know what St. Ives is.
I'm not saying that. The point I was making, man, was if you're if the best verse you've heard from your favorite rapper was on a fucking Target commercial, that's probably not a good look for your favorite rapper.
Yeah. At all.
You remember that classic joint? It was like classic.
Yeah.
Hey,
like
Kanye
and
spit
like
on
Rakim
that.
Was on
Rakim
that.
On that?
Yeah. Kanye blacked out on that, though.
That was a dope joint.
Yeah. Nah, that was
because they were doing the graffiti on the wall.
That was like a Boost Mobile commercial, wasn't it?
No, nah, that was another one.
Boost Mobile was with Game and Luda.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole city behind me.
Yeah,
where
right.
you at? That song.
That shit was dope too, though.
Yeah,
great sample, by the way.
The other one was class. It was a Primo beat, I think.
It was a Primo beat because they were doing a tagging in the video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was dope.
But all in all, I wasn't that. I mean, I'm not a Grammys fan. Like, kind of wrapping up the, you know, that part of it. But like, it was all right to me. I mean, I don't really watch those shows.
Yeah.
Sarah was like, I don't want to watch Grammys. I was like, cool, I'll check it out. It's music.
At the end of the day, I mean, I guess it's cool that they acknowledge people and stuff like that. I always take it to the place to where, like, I wish we didn't need those cosigns, you know what I mean?
To your point, I feel like it's probably always been a popularity contest.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, artists, their goal when they get into the music business is to take home a Grammy.
I still want one.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's
it's kind of like
that
level of I've made it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't see anything wrong with it as far as that's concerned. As far as who they include in it, that's iffy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you guys made really good points about the best rap album category and who was in that. I mean,
right.
Will Childish Gambino be in that category this year, coming year?
Yeah.
And his album really isn't a rap, you know what I mean?
You know, they have a category where it's like best rap song. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a single in that. You know what I mean? But
their credibility is going to look like trash.
It'll be like Urban Contemporary. It'll be like Urban Contemporary.
It's going to be
something.
In the best rap album category.
It's going to look
whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, exactly.
We can go ahead and make a wager now that it's going to be in the best rap album category.
Their credibility is going to be trash if they put that in the best rap album. I mean, it's nowhere near a rap album.
I don't think they really care about the credibility part of it now. That's kind of why it's a popularity contest.
Yeah, I mean, George Bush doesn't care about black people. So.
We see you over there. We see you with the history. We
Not
see
at
you.
All. Uncle Murder put out a song. Somebody posted that today.
Yeah, I saw some of it.
Where he just kind of went in, like it was like a recap type shit. This is totally off the cuff of what we talking about.
It's okay.
But he kind of mentioned that.
Uncle Murder.
Yeah.
I got to look that one up.
Yep.
Yeah, he went in. It was like a 6-minute song where he kind of addressed everything. And he told Skills that he wasn't trying to take the wrap up little thing, but if you offended by it, then fuck you too.
Yep.
Well, like he was really like snapping on that damn song.
Do you ever feel like when you're listening to Uncle Murder, you're just being yelled at the whole time? Because I do. That's literally. I mean, do you feel
yes,
that way?
Yes, he screams. Yeah, I feel like I'm being screamed at. That's fair.
And I don't even listen to him like that.
I've caught him on stuff like.
So whose uncle is he?
Wow.
I don't know.
He's Murder's uncle.
Yeah. So
Murder Game.
He's done a lot of stuff with
Shout out to Long. Like and Maple.
Some stuff with like G Unit Cats. He's done stuff with like the Locks and like
I think
Jada.
He's on tour
and,
with
like,
the Locks.
Is he?
Yeah, I remember.
He probably getting a little paper off that Locks tour though. He probably get him a little paper off.
They're starting pretty soon on that tour, aren't they?
I would like
coming
to see
here,
that.
I think here pretty soon.
Is it nice?
I don't know what venue it's going to be at, but it's supposed to be here pretty soon.
I fool with the Locks. I would like to see that.
I saw Styles and Talib Kweli either went or were on a tour for their 7-track EP called The Seven.
Hmm. Really?
Styles P and who? Talib Kweli?
How did I miss that one?
I saw it on The Breakfast Club.
It's out?
Stuff that I, or not The Breakfast Club, the Ebro in the Morning.
You got it right. You didn't say Ebro.
Ebro.
Shout out to Lone not saying
Ebro. You
know,
Lone be some troll shit when he say that.
Is that project out?
I don't think so, but they did release the same. What I posted today was there's like a 35-40 minute interview with Talib and Styles.
Nice.
They talked about health in the hood.
Okay.
Styles P is really into juicing.
He really is. He talked a lot about that.
He's got his own
that.
Like
Jadakiss too.
Yeah.
Jadakiss has
but
a
he
couple
went,
bars too.
He went pretty thoroughly into that. And Talib talked about, you know, if you follow Talib on Twitter, he responds to all the Twitter trolls.
Yep. He does.
So he talked about that a little bit, and you know, the idea behind their project and
that's cool,
all that stuff. So, they released a single was what I shared with it as well. So
I need to check that out.
I've always liked Sheik Lucha a lot.
Yeah, Sheik's energy game is always high.
Yep.
Like he's always been solid. He's solid lyrically, but. When he jumps on the mic, it's dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when he jumps on something, I've always liked Sheik.
Him and Ghost have done some shit together.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. That's a good match. Yeah.
But
there needs to be a song where we have Sheik and Rapper Big Pooh and T3.
Oh. I feel like he's trolling. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
There's actually a song like that where it featured like all like the, I don't want to say that, I don't mean to be disrespectful.
And, yes, and Memphis do. Bleak.
It was like all the like the other guys in like.
And fucking.
Fife was in it as well.
Fife shouldn't be in that one.
Yeah, but when you think about it, when you think about A Tribe Called Quest, you normally think of Q-Tip first.
So unfair.
But it was a song with, it had T3, Fife, and I think Pooh in it.
I'll give you T3.
And it was dope. It was a dope joint. I mean, they're all dope rappers. But when you think about it,
thanks, boo.
They are the other guys.
They are.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So. Those else? Other guys are so good,
like
though.
Six Man.
Six Man.
Yeah, they are Six Man.
They're the Six Man of the group, yeah.
Yep. Speaking of Juelz, did you guys catch Jimmy
the interview?
Jimmy and Flex. Oh my gosh.
So here's also, I'll get my little comments. I only listened to today, maybe the first 10 minutes. So I didn't get into the part where he, I guess, was getting pretty emotional and into what he was talking about and whatnot. So never been a Jim Jones fan. Just never have been. He made a couple songs that were catchy.
Yep.
But just never cared for him. Cam was always the dude I liked in Dipset.
Killer.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
But however, I think it is cool when someone can just be themselves and or themselves and isn't afraid to like be genuine like that on an interview. I think that's really cool. So shouts to Jim Jones for that and just like being real, dude. You know what I mean?
I think
that's cool.
I think Flex did an amazing job too.
You know better.
Yeah,
you know
set up
better.
Michael for that one.
Just no, you know better.
I know those guys.
The thing about it is with the interview, man, it's like I give Jim, I have a new look, outlook on Jim Jones. Like
yeah,
I got
me too.
Much more respect for him. Not
big
saying
yeah.
I'm, you know, but I never rock with Dipset like that.
Yeah, I didn't either, so I didn't know.
But
Dipset has its place, y'all.
It
does have its place.
I've
I'll
had
say
this
that.
Discussion. Shout out to my man Andrew Barber. Shout out to him getting that shout out with Chance the Rapper, by the way. But we argue all the time about Dipset. And I told him I cannot knock their movement. They are a part of hip-hop history.
So is Soulja Boy.
Exactly. They will both be mentioned.
Oh, see, I think they're a little...
But Dipset is much better. Their movement levels. Was way better than Soulja Boy's.
Yes.
They're levels, though.
There's levels. Mm-hmm. But Dipset is a part of hip-hop history. It's undeniable. Mm-hmm. I just ain't rock with him like that. But I do like the honesty in his this interview.
Yep.
I thought it was dope that he actually was... You know what I'm saying? Opening up. There's a lot of stuff I didn't realize. Obviously, Flex ruined it. You know what I'm saying? With the
obviously.
Yeah, Flex just, like, every time he kept talking about Cameron, like, every time I look up, he's
how
like.
How excited was he?
Man, you know, Flex is like, well, I don't know if Cam really, really said that, though. I don't really know. Is that what he really, really said? I'm just asking. I don't want to get you riled up, Jimmy, but did he really say that? I'm like, dude, come on, man.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It was a real interview.
It was a dope interview.
That dude's annoying, man. Flex is annoying as shit.
I mean, we talk about
Flex
that
is the OG,
time.
Though. Don't get it twisted now.
Yeah. Oh, he's still annoying.
He's a legend.
Like, yeah.
But, I still can't get over the time where Flex literally was acting like he had beef with Tupac like 2-3 years ago.
Hey, man.
When he was talking that bullshit, man. That shit kind of...
I mean,
I'm
Flex does shit,
that.
Though.
I was
like,
bothered by
I've got
by
this
that.
Exclusive that I'm going to drop later tonight and never actually drop it.
He's a shithead for that. But anyway, yeah. on the Jim Jones thing.
Yeah.
That was a real interview.
It was.
He addressed some shit. He talked about some history.
Yep.
That I'm sure a lot of people didn't know about. But on the flip side, Cam got on Instagram Live,
man.
And went in for a while about...
Like hours while, like
yeah,
a couple of hours probably?
He did. I didn't even really catch that one, but I caught little cliff notes of it. Like he kind of said that, what was he saying? He said a little few things about you. I don't think he really was trying to get at Jim. Like on a U.S. line type thing.
It was more about like, I don't know if he meant to, I don't want to say discredit, but I guess just add his side of the story to it. Yeah, his perspective on it. He went for a while though. Like
yeah,
he went for a long time.
Like some of it wasn't matching up because I noticed on the Jim Jones joint, he was talking about how Cam lived with him when he came home from school because he didn't want to... He didn't want his grandmother to know that he got kicked out.
Yep.
But on Cam's portion, he was saying that, like, Jim would always call him, tell him to come to the crib.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finally start going over there hanging out. Then he had a story about, I know Cam had a story about, I guess Jim was hearing people talk about a Mace.
Mm-hmm. Murder
and
Mace.
That's when Mace decided he didn't want to mess with Jim no more because he came back and was like, yeah, I heard these cats talking about you. And Mace was like, well, you let them just talk about me? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I guess he told Cam, I don't want to work with him like that because he's just letting people talk about me. So you can hang with him if you want, but I ain't messing with dude no more.
Also, disclaimer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was kind of, I don't know. I mean, of course, there's always two sides to every story. So
that's true.
It is what it is. It was interesting, to say the least, on both ends of the spectrum.
I agree.
Cameron's funny in general, too.
He is.
Extremely funny.
Yeah, dude is comedy, man.
People get shot every day, B.
Nah, yeah, dude is comedy. I agree.
That was Cam was always my favorite from Dipset because of like Children of the Corn.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean,
Cam goes back, man.
Yeah,
they have their movement will not be left out when you tell the hip hop story.
Nah, not at all.
But it's gonna be like a big chapter, though. It's gonna be something that's mm-hmm. you got to pay attention to. It. They had a big movement, man.
They did.
I feel like they could almost have like a. I feel like I'm interested in like legitimately somebody going and putting it into a documentary or something.
Yeah,
you know,
I
you know what
that.
I mean? Like, I feel like there's like a lot of information there that nobody. Well, I bet people do know that followed him pretty heavy, but you know, like you guys, like I listen to him every once in a while. But
right.
I didn't go looking for him.
Yeah,
you know?
Cam's story is just from what I know of. It's interesting. I mean, a lot of these dudes played ball too.
Like yeah, like him and
really
Mace was
ball
like
player. Yeah.
Tight on the court.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say Cam Rock could hoop. I did hear that.
Yep.
They say he was pretty good.
I mean, shit, Cam and Mace got into it on somebody's show. Maybe it was Flex's show like some years ago.
Yeah, when somebody called
that.
In or something like that.
Mace was on and Cam called in.
Yeah,
it was basically
I remember
like,
that.
You're fucking lying, man.
Oh,
you
yeah, I remember
mean?
That.
Like, so. But,
what? I mean.
What's going on?
Uh-oh. Dun, 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 dun. As we continue, shout
as
to,
the world turns,
shout what was
to,
I saying?
Shout out to Long with the technical difficulties getting us right. We appreciate you. We were talking about Dipset, obviously.
Oh yeah, Cam. And, Cam was his story's interesting. Like,
yes,
you know they were good ball players and shit. But the Dipset story encompasses like French Montana to an extent. Encompasses mm-hmm. Max B.
Harlem,
and that
man.
Whole story. You know what I mean? So it would
Harlem
be an interesting documentary for sure.
They were. They were heavy in Harlem, man. Like, if you think about the guys in Harlem, like him and Cam and Jim and you know, Dame and all that, like, all of those dudes, for some reason, like, they really, really stick together. They always rep Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And there's some hip-hop that came out
of there.
They were
saying something about Jimmy being from the Bronx and not Harlem or something, too.
See, I heard that, but I've always heard them scream Harlem, so who knows?
Yeah. I
but
mean, Jimmy mentioned it, too.
Oh, he said he was from?
I think he said he was born in Harlem or something. I mean, in the Bronx.
But raised in Harlem?
Something like that, something to that extent.
Okay. Well, I mean, Harlem got some hip-hop. They got some hip-hop history.
Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to Harlem.
Want to get into that? Some new music, huh?
Yeah, man. We could talk new music. So I took a couple notes down, and it was Lupe's. I think I'm saying it wrong. Drogas,
something like that.
So I don't know if you've heard this, Spools.
I've not yet.
But if anybody is familiar with Lupe, I think this one is. It gives me the vibe of a. I'm getting ready to get off my album deal. I'm just trying to put something out real quick, turn in my last album, and then I'm going to be on my way.
Hmm.
It's real interesting, though, because Lupe said he was done.
He did.
Then all of a sudden talks about this new album came up.
He did.
So obviously the album probably was finished.
Yep. That's a good point. I didn't think about that. That's a good point.
But it's like you said, it sounds like I'm trying to get out of my deal type situation or fulfill what I owe this company, because it's like, all right, it started out cool. I think the first two tracks on the mm-hmm. album are solid. So I was like, damn, I'm about to hear some dope shit from Lupe.
Yep.
And then it kind of just flipped to, I'm about to do some of this trending type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, he was rhyming the same words with the same words.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, and he doesn't.
He don't do that.
He doesn't do that at all. That's not Lupe at all.
That's what kind of gave me. I'm like, I think he's kind of like.
I thought I was being trolled low key. I'm like, is he just playing with us here to really, you know what I'm saying, just to kind of troll and get out of this album?
Yeah, I don't know.
I went to make the post the day it came, actually the day before it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a stream online. So I was listening to it, getting the post ready. All that good stuff. And I listened to it. It was another one song. I was kind of skimming through. I listened to another one. I deleted the post.
Okay.
He didn't have to do that, though, but it's cool.
But I did because it was whack.
Shout out to Lone being a savage.
No, I mean, it was whack, though.
I don't think it's completely whack. I think it's not Lupe.
I feel like it's whack.
right.
Yeah. I mean, like, I felt like I was being trolled when I was listening to it.
I did. I thought he was just playing.
Like, everything you guys just said, when he came out and said, yo, I'm quitting rap, obviously this album was already done. Obviously he had already been in talks with what they're going to release, what they want him to release.
Right.
My guess is it was probably like, we're going to release this album. And he was probably like, I don't want to release this album. Mm-hmm. Or I don't want to do these songs like this.
Yeah.
He probably just put some shit together and said, fuck it. You know, I'm going to fulfill my end of the deal. He released an album review of his own project today.
Yeah, he did do that.
And said, and trashed himself.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
It's like the same thing he did with Lasers, though.
Exactly.
And I wasn't a Lasers fan. There were some people that liked Lasers.
Nah.
I did not rock with Lasers, man.
Shout out to my man Jesse. That's what I texted him. He's the biggest Lupe fan I know. And I told him, I said, it's real Lasers-ish. It is.
And that's his most successful commercial album, is Lasers.
I didn't like it.
I didn't either.
I didn't like it.
I don't know many people that did.
I couldn't name four records off Lasers. I can't.
Yeah, I don't.
His last album, though, was pretty decent.
That was
good.
With
murals and all that good stuff. Yeah, that was dirt. What was it called?
Tetsu.
Yeah. That was dope, though. Like, I went back and listened to it. I think because I heard Lasers, I was like, oh, well, Lupe's just trapped into this contract. He's just going to release bullshit music for a while. That's just what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But I went back and listened to that, and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
No, he was blacking out. I'm talking about all the way out on that last album.
Mm-hmm.
But this one just seems forced. It just seems like...
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to do something to do it. But, I mean, Lupe is solidified in terms of lyricists and... You know, being creative and what he does. So I don't need anything. I don't need him to prove anything, but it's kind of like, damn, son, like I was wanting you to give me.
Right.
I'm saying, give me Lupe. So
is he out of his deal after this album?
I think I'm thinking.
I don't know.
He has
I don't know the particulars.
Me neither. But I'm just guessing when I say that. Just based off how it sounds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But oh, well, we'll see. I think that's. I know he's better than that. We all know he's better than that.
Definitely.
But he got a couple jams on there to piggyback off what Diff said.
Yeah. What are their names? Because I'd like to listen to
them. Well, the first song, I can't remember the name of it, but the second song is NGL.
His strip club joint is hard. It's called Kill. I like that one.
Yeah.
That one is dope. I think I was just listening to it coming in. It's called NGL with Ty Dolla $ign.
Yep, that one's nice.
The one I was talking about is called Kill with Ty Dolla $ign.
The first song, I think that's called Dopamine.
Dopamine Lit.
That's actually cool. That song was nice. I like that.
So it's kind of misleading because you're like, all right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then it's like.
Because that was kind of like, I kind of compared the Dopamine Lit to the Go-Go Gadget flow.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Which was amazing when I first heard it. Still dope now if you really go back and listen to it. We had West Side Gun. Shout out to Buffalo, New York. Isn't it Buffalo Spooks?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Buffalo, New York. Riots on Fashion Avenue. And I'm biased, man. Like, I just like these guys because of how grimy they are. This ain't about wine after... Shout out to Wine for Work. This ain't about Wine After Work. This ain't about...
This
coaches
is the, this
even.
Is the opposite of Wine After Work.
This ain't about going out to get turned up.
No.
This is about, it's cold outside. I got my Timbs on hoodie, and I'm listening to this grimy hip-hop while
I got
I'm
a
driving.
Razor blade under
I
my
got
tongue.
I got a razor blade under my tongue.
I got some packs in my mouth.
Smoking a blunt.
I got naked women doing drugs.
Yeah, that
doing or packaging them
both at the same time.
I'm sagging real hard. You know what I'm saying? Walking down the street to the point where my mama got to be like, "Boy, pull your pants up, sagging." That type sagging.
Yeah,
like that's what these dudes are, man. Like I like West Side Gun and Conway, but this one right here, I haven't heard it yet. I know Spools is our resident West Side Gun expert. He put me on them. I ain't know nothing about them. But what'd you think about it? It's more of a maxi single, right, Spools?
It is. It's called an album, but it's 11 tracks. I'm sorry, 12 tracks. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 instrumentals of the 12. So 6 of the 12 are instrumentals.
But it's like three remixes, right?
Yeah, it's let's see here.
Yeah, because I remember when I made that, when I wrote about it, it was, I thought it was an album. I thought it was only 10 tracks. Yeah. But.
It's six instrumentals, and then you've got an intro and an outro.
Okay.
And then you've got original versions of two songs and remixes of those two songs.
So maxi single.
It's got a real
maxi single.
So
it's got a real maxi single feel to it.
But I like it a lot. From what I heard, I mean, it's just short. I mean, The Brains Flew By and Don't Trust a Soul had both been put out as singles. So the remix versions, like, Brains Flew By, it's a 1964 version is what it's called.
Nice.
And then Don't Trust a Soul, it's the 7th Avenue version is what it's called.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's cool. I liked it. So I hope he follows it up with like a larger version of this album or whatever.
Right.
Even if he doesn't, I'm sure he'll put out something else within the next 4 to 6 months.
Maxi singles are really smart to do these days.
Yeah.
It's just kind of misleading from a consumer standpoint.
Definitely $10 on iTunes.
Yeah.
That's when you a look
little
for much.
When
yes,
you
I
look
agree.
For an album, though, when it's listed as an album, mentally you already have your mind set on, okay, it's 10 records, so it's going to be 10 records.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So with what Lone said about the maxi single, that's cool, dope. Like, if that's the route you want to go, but call it that.
Yep.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because there are diehards that out there that are like, yo, I thought it was going to be 10 new joints.
And when you call it a maxi single, you attract people like DJs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And producers that want to come be like, because honestly, had it been put, I've been like, I mean, still the $10 for the 12 is still a little much, you know what I'm saying? But a $6-7 project like this is awesome, man. I'd love to have six instrumentals.
Especially if they had acapellas, that'd be dope.
I would be intrigued if they had acapellas, because I would flip those. I would flip all of those.
Yep.
So, you know, it's cool, but I still want to. I haven't heard it yet, but I definitely want to hear it because I check for them now. Yeah, since Spool
it was straight, but like what you're saying, like with the maxi single being $10.
Yeah,
Nick Grant's album has like what 11 songs.
I think
on
he's got 11 or 12 records.
11 or 12, all
heat.
Heat. His joint only costs like $7 on iTunes right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. See, I mean, I agree with that. You know.
Yeah, Nick Grant. I'm a fan.
I'm
in 100%. Suppose you get on that one yet?
Nick Grant, not yet, no. I need to.
I think you'll like it, man. He cares about
his
music.
We should have checked it out when we played in Cuck Camp, played in Columbus Friday.
We was on one on the way home.
Yes, so I shouldn't have.
Yo, shout out to Cuck Camp and the show.
Should have checked it out.
In Columbus. It was
fun, man.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Sir dropped a new joint, too.
Man, you know that's my guy.
Yeah.
You know that's my guy. What's the name of it? Let me look.
Her.
Yeah. Her two?
Her two.
I think it has six or seven songs on it.
I bet every last one of them banging. Dude is solid.
West Side Boy has a video. All in My Head has a video.
Is he from Chicago?
No, he's from Inglewood.
Inglewood.
Yeah, Cali. He's actually a recent signee of TDE.
Okay.
Yep. He played All in My Head for us before we went, before we started recording. So that shit was smooth too.
Yeah.
I like that.
I've listened to it like twice so far. It's smooth.
He's mad consistent.
Kind of D'Angelo, soul.
2017
D'Angelo. R&B type feel to it. I mean, he still does his little rap here and there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But it's real nice. Definitely a wine after work.
We see you. We see you.
Definitely.
We see you with the plug.
You'll hear
we
that
you.
There.
We see you. Well, that's what's up, man. I don't think we had anything. Well, in terms of local music, we not necessarily, but we did have a dope.
AG dropped a song, and Lone will probably go into that on the Turn Off Your Radio playlist.
Yeah,
see, you see perfect
that,
segue.
You see that experience? Did you see that experience right there on Display Spools?
Well done.
Yeah.
Well played, sir.
Turn Off Your Radio. We're on volume 90.
What site is that?
Nice.
bringingdowntheband.com/turnoffyourradio.
Thank you, sir.
Oh. Yeah, we released volume 89 last week. It's on the site, so you can stream all those. And 90's in full effect right now.
Okay.
We have already 30 songs on it for 90, so we're already up there. But AG's on there. Shouts to AG. Mula Khan.
Okay.
Mula Khan is also an Indianapolis cat.
Wild Style produced it.
Wild Style.
Yep. He's got his podcast, For the Culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
With Jay Brookins.
Shout out to them.
But a lot of SoundCloud artists this time around. It's a lot of beats, stuff like that. Drawn, Baron Retief, Dizzy Wright, Yorl Droog, my guy Mike Spitz, and Pete Sake. They dropped, we premiered a single of theirs, a new Grumpy Old Men joint today.
Nice. Works.
And I have an interview up there with that I did with Mike Spitz about him making beats and them getting back into music and stuff.
Word.
And Billy Early's featured on that.
Shout out to my homie Billy Early, Kansas.
Word.
In the building.
Got a new BJ the Chicago Kid song, Roses, One Oak. Murs dropped a new song. Snoop Dogg dropped a video.
Snoop Dogg.
Bodega Bams. Shouts to nice. Chewy from Sacramento.
Okay.
I like Bodega Bams, man.
Yeah. Quell Chris dropped a weird song, but, you know, he's weird and he's proud, and that's cool.
Okay. Shout out to Weird.
Who else we got? We got a handful of Mad Child, so we got a handful of joints on there. So bringingdowntheband.com/turnoffyourradio is where all that stuff is. And yeah, check out the freshness.
Word.
Looks like we got some new product. We got some new merch on the table from the good folks at No Bad Ideas.
Indeed we do.
You know, and I know J Diff didn't look it up.
It's actually on my phone right now.
Oh, you have it.
You tell with us, that hating shit. I was just trying to look out for Sean. I seen he was pulling double duty over there.
Okay.
But we got the Stark Watchman knit mustard joint.
Okay.
That's what we got. Nice cable knit.
It's nice.
Solid, chunky.
Yeah. Okay.
I can dig it.
I do dig that. That is pretty dope.
I want to give a shout out too real quick on some local stuff.
Okay.
Oso Entertainment threw an event this past weekend.
Yes.
Dilla Day, Dre Day event.
Yes.
And the way it was put together,
uh-huh,
with the band, with the performances,
uh-huh,
it was very solid, and I applaud them.
Yes.
And just wanted to give a shout out to Doug.
Yes.
For the effort that was put into making that show nice. Sleepy
did a lot of the organization.
What
of the
was
music.
His name?
Yeah, Sleepy's
from Native Son.
Brandon Meeks.
Yeah.
Brandon Meeks was playing. Reggie Bishop was playing. Mm-hmm. Carrington was playing. They had two drum sets going.
Right.
So it was Carrington and Sleepy.
Nice.
Reggie was playing keys. They had two other cats. One dude was killing it with two keyboards, and I don't know the guy's name.
Sleepy is a beast on them drums, man.
Yeah. Will Robb came on and played the bass for the second half.
He's a dope bass player.
For the Dre part. Yeah, and they killed it, man. It was a great, great show.
Yeah, shout out to Doug, man. That's one of the best events I've been to in the city. When I talk about overall vibe, just the atmosphere. Shout out to the new Hi-Fi. I'm in love with the changes that they've made.
Lovely event. It's almost like we got our own. I was comparing it to House of Blues.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It gives off that feel on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
Plenty of room in there. It's much more spacious. They got good seating. You know what I'm saying? It's good to rock a live event. So, yeah, shout out to the Hi-Fi, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Doug and Old Soul.
He let me sling the Printfinity shirts at the event, too.
I see you.
That was a shot. I appreciate
that. That boy is on it. I see you over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid. All right, we got Wine After Work this weekend,
okay.
Friday. With featuring Stylistic and Cheech Beats.
Okay.
I'll be out of town, so make sure y'all go check them out.
Thanks. Okay. All right. Well, I believe that is it for episode.
Dizzy says.
Yes. For No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, and bringingdowntheband.com, we are the new old heads. We appreciate your support. Thank you for rocking with us. I am Major 7th, DJ Spools, Longevity, DJ J Diff. And we will see you next Thursday. Peace.
Goodbye.